The biomimetic dentist that is changing lives, preventing future dental problems, telling you how not to spend more money on your mouth in the future, defying dentists who only want to drill, fill, and bill. Your dental consumer advocate is Dr. Randy Shoup. This is the Dr. Shoup Show. Learn more about the doc and his mission at ddsradio.com. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It is great to have you here. Thank you very, very much. You know, this is where you go to become smarter, better informed in medicine, dentistry, nutrition, health. You will have Jeopardy quality education that you can share with all of the friends around the water cooler. This is the only place you're going to learn the things that you're going to learn from good old Uncle Randy. And you know how we start. Dental School 101. We go to the basics, and you and I are going to have a conversation. If I told you that I could give your children a 90% chance that they would never get a cavity their entire life, and it would be no shots, no numbing, no drill, no pain whatsoever, would you do it? And there's going to be a tie-in. And you love these tie-ins that I do with the Ask the Expert segment, because in Ask the Expert, we're headed back to Kenya. I'm going to give you more personal stories of how you, yes, I'm talking to you, you, my absolutely amazing radio listeners who all stepped up to the plate to provide the funds necessary for us to do our most recent mission trip. I'm going to tell you how you made it possible for us to go and absolutely change the trajectory of over 100 children's lives. You made it possible, and I want you to get some soak time on the significance of what you have done. I really want you to appreciate the magnitude of the difference that you have made. And you get to meet my good friend Norma. Now, I tell you what, if you are nervous about going to the dentist, you've got nothing on Norma, and she will tell you about how absolutely frightened she was, and she's going to tell you how we have begun to get things back together for her and how we're able to do it, and she actually has a pleasant experience in the office. You won't believe it. But first, wouldn't it be great if we were able to look into our past, look at our ancestors, and learn more about what our lives were like, where did we come from? You know, it's kind of like Ancestry.com, except on steroids. And wouldn't it be great if we could find a simple way to discover that? How about if we could look at our teeth? I'm going to tell you all about it right now.
Time to go under the microscope.
You just blew my mind.
Well, this is kind of the fun part about being able to be with you here in the program. I get to do so much research about some things that are really, really cool. And this is some brand new research that is coming out of Ontario, Canada. Listen to this, but I'm going to give you a little background. Hang on for a second. You know, Vitamin D is essential, important, absolutely indispensable for you and I to absorb calcium into our bodies. It's necessary for the calcium to be transported through the intestinal wall for you and I to have it. So we could eat calcium all day long, but if we don't have vitamin D, it just runs right through us and never gets absorbed so that we can do things for our bones and so forth. We know vitamin D is manufactured in humans with exposure to ultraviolet light. So if you're out in the sunshine is shining down on your skin, you have the ability, quite handily, to manufacture your own vitamin D. Listen to this. The story of humanity's vital and fragile relationship with the sun, and not making any jokes about the eclipse at all, has been locked inside our teeth for hundreds of thousands of years. And now researchers from Hamilton, Ontario-based McMaster University have developed a method to tease out answers to major questions regarding our evolution, our migration, using the clues hidden just under our tooth enamel. This is exciting because we now have a proven resource that could finally bring definite answers to fundamental questions about the early movement and condition of human populations. This new information about the importance of vitamin D in modern populations. Here's what happened. In 2016, these researchers established that in the dentin layers of your tooth, there is a permanent record of your vitamin D levels. During periods where humans have severe deficiencies in vitamin D, these layers of dentin can't produce minerals, okay? They can't mineralize. It leaves microscopic markers, so scientists can read these markers in the dentin of old teeth, just like people read the rings of a tree. And it's really incredible. The markers tell the story of humans' adaptation as early man moved from the equatorial Africa into lower light regions. There's scientific basis for it, but there's a really cool theory. Equatorial Africans that we all came from, we came out of the Rift Valley in central equatorial Africa. I mean, all these people are very, very dark. They are exposed to really high, intense levels of sunlight year round. They develop large amounts of melanin in their skin. That's what happens to you and I Caucasians. When we go sunbathing, we develop melanin. We get a suntan. It's simply an accumulation of melanin. These folks have accumulated so much of it over such a long period of time that bodies have adapted to say, you know, we might as well keep this melanin all the time. Why don't do it? Don't, you know, just manufacture it when we need it. The sun intensity was so much that we would overproduce vitamin D. So the melanin helps A, reduce or regulate vitamin D production, and B, protects us from the ultraviolet radiation. Now, when we started migrating north, okay, migrating north up into Europe, up into the Scandinavian countries, we needed more sunlight to hit our skins because it wasn't up there. So our skins had to reduce the melanin in them for the sunlight to penetrate enough to create vitamin D. Our teeth, the dentin in our teeth, acts as a record showing us how we migrated up and how the fluctuations in vitamin D happened. And that's why we now have Caucasians who are coming from the northern spheres of our land mass, because up there we had significantly less sunlight. We had to lose our melanin. Our skins got paler, we became white, and so our ancestors who lived equatorially had to have all this melanin. They stayed dark genetically. We migrated north generation after generation in order to adapt and create the amount of vitamin D we needed, started losing our melanin, creating various shades of human being. So there you have the rings in the dentin of ancient teeth tells us this story of how we all got to where we are. It's fascinating. It's really cool, interesting stuff. And now you know the rest of the story, as they say. Now, up next, how about if I were to give you a 90% chance you would never have a cavity? You and I have talked about this before, but there's some brand new research that just is going to tell you that Uncle Randy was right all along. I'll tell you about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at DTSradio.com. Did you know that crowns are not the normal? Did you know that dentists should be thinking prevention, not constant repair? Well, regretfully, that's not the dental industry norm.
This is crazy.
The Microscope Dentistry by Shoup's mission statement is to make sure their patients don't keep coming back for major restoration. Listen now and listen more to all of our shows online at ddsradio.com. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, it's great to have you here. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it. And you and I have touched on this subject before, and I'm resurrecting it now because there has just been a brand new study published out of Finland. It's from the Finland's National Institute for Health and Welfare. And they've done a really comprehensive, what's called meta-analysis, which is a fancy name for saying what they did was they looked through all of the data that they could possibly find from all over the world. They put it together, they loaded it into a computer, and they pump out these models of what they think all of the existing data show. And there's one process, there's one base that everybody uses in science today. It's called the Cochrane Database of Systematic Reviews. And it is the most up-to-date, the most current. It is the best of the best. And anybody that does good research, anybody that looks at data systematically and with intelligence always uses and references the Cochrane Database. And this research that the Finns have done was done in 2017, this year in July, and it was published in July 31st. So it's very, very, very fresh, raw, absolutely current data. What they did was they took all of the data on pit and fissure sealants, and this is a absolute real soft spot in my heart. This is what we really focus in on our kids. It is really the focus of what we do over in Kenya when we do our mission trips there, because dental sealants have been around a long time, and their intent was to stop the process of decay, cavities on the biting surface of the tooth. Let me give you a little background. If you're new to the program, hang on. I'm going to give you some science. Maybe you'll need a pencil and paper. There will not be a quiz later. Don't worry about it. If you are a veteran, you've heard this data before, so just sit there and be happy that you're way ahead of the curve on the rest of the class. Here's the deal. We know that 90% of all cavities on every human being on the planet, I don't care where you're from, socioeconomic, I don't care what country, I don't care anything, 90% of the cavities happen on the biting surface of the tooth. It's called the occlusal surface of the tooth. That's the part of the tooth when you stick your finger in your mouth and rub your finger over the tops of your teeth. It's where the bumps and the grooves are. 90% of the cavities happen on that surface. All the other surfaces of your tooth, the side, the inside, the outside, the front side, the back side, by your gum line, all that kind of stuff, that only comprises in total 10% of the cavities that we see. 90% happen on the tops of the teeth. So people get really excited about trying to figure out how can we retard, slow, minimize, stop the number of cavities on the biting surface of the tooth, the occlusal surface. That is where all those little grooves are. We call them pits, little pits in the top of the tooth, and fissures, little cracks and crevices in the top of the tooth. So people invented, dentists a long time ago, invented things called pit and fissure sealants, and it supposedly seals the top of the tooth. The folks in Finland did this big meta-analysis, re-looked at all of the data that has been accumulated over time, right up to and including present day. And they concluded that, and this is what's sad, this is what's really, really kind of scary. The studies that they talked about, that they looked at, comprised almost 8,000 children in total. Okay. They looked at every kind of sealant anybody has ever done imaginable. All right. And what they found was this. On average, when dentists would put one of these sealants on the top of a tooth, within 24 months, 80% of them were still there. That means 20% of them fell off. In 48 months to 54 months, there were 70% of them that were still there. But you get out to 7, 8, 9 years, only about 40% of them are there. 60% of them have failed, have fallen off. And what they say is, okay, that there is a 70% risk of you getting a cavity over a 9-year period if you have sealants done on your teeth. Well, that's terrible. Who wants to do that? Who wants to put something on your tooth that over the long haul actually does not significantly decrease your risk of getting a cavity? It made no sense to me as I was a student in dental school. It made no sense to me as I was going out into private practice and I was working on children's teeth. I was doing the sealants as conscientiously as anybody could. I was putting them on the kids' teeth exactly the way they showed me. And son of a gun, kids would come back in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years later. They had fallen off. They had cavities underneath of them where they had leaked. I was absolutely thoroughly disgusted. And then I discovered biomimetic dentistry and a group of dentists that were interested in the whole study of where cavities come from. It's called cariology. So I'm going to tell you what the big flaw is, and I'm going to tell you what you need to see from your dentist if your dentist is pushing you to get sealants done on your kid's teeth. Here's the magic. All right. Now, number one, down in those pits and grooves and fissures lives an entire condominium complex of bacteria. How we're taught to do the sealants is that we just clean the surface of the tooth, flow this material over the tooth, let it set and harden, and voila, it's going to solve all the world's problems. The problem is we are simply entombing, we are burying under this layer of concrete a whole bunch of alive, happy, healthy bacteria that love making cavities. And I'll tell you what, these bacteria are 50,000 times tougher than you and I ever imagined. And so they'll live underneath of there and they'll just have happy times and they'll make a cavity underneath these sealants that we all put on teeth. This is why they have such a high failure rate. I started working with these cariology people and found that the key element is removing all of that bacteria that's stuck down in those grooves. Once you remove that bacteria, then you can seal the tooth all day long. The cavities never form because there's no bacteria, and these sealants never fail because you don't have a bunch of living goo underneath of your sealants to make them come loose and to make them leak and to make them fall off. So here's what you absolutely positively have to do. If you have somebody suggesting a different method, say no. Bring your kids to Uncle Randy. He'll do it right. And I'll promise you, I make this bet. I tell parents, look, if you bring your kids to me and you let me put sealants on their teeth the way I know how to do it, if they ever have a cavity on the tops of those teeth where I put the sealant, I will repair that tooth for free for the life of the kid. If this kid comes back and I put sealants on his teeth when he's 8 and he comes back in and he's 35 and he's got one of my old sealants, but somehow got a cavity, I will fix that cavity for free. Now, here's the kicker. I've never had to cash in on this ever in my entire career, because you take a miniature sandblaster. Okay. It's called an air abrasion unit. It's a teeny tiny microscopic sandblaster, and you sandblast the top of the tooth completely pain-free, completely harmless to the tooth. It simply sandblasts, like power washes, the bacteria out of those grooves. Once you power wash with the sandblaster the bacteria out of those deep grooves, then you put a conditioner, you paint scrubbing bubbles on the tooth to completely clean it. Then you paint a liquid resin on a little paintbrush that flows down in those grooves and fills them up. Then you shine a light on that tooth, and it makes all of that resin material harden like a rock. And what I tell people, it's like this. Have you ever painted a room and you've had a roller full of paint and you let the roller sit and the paint hardens in the roller? Do you have any ability whatsoever to tease the paint out of the roller? Absolutely not. That paint is staying absorbed in that roller forever. Now, that's exactly what happens with these sealants. The sealants, the way I do it with the air abrasion and the scrubbing bubbles, literally soak down into the tooth. I shine a light on them. It hardens, and that sealant will never come out. It becomes part of the tooth. I have never had one leak. I have never had one fall out, and I have never had any of my sealants that I place on kids' teeth with this method ever have a cavity in it ever. So I can, with all confidence, tell you that I have the ability, the technique, the power to render your children with a 90% chance they will never have a cavity as long as they live. It works for adults too. If you've been plagued by cavities and you're tired of it, I can put these sealants on your teeth as well, and you will stop having cavities on the tops of your teeth. It's really pretty darn simple. But the thing about it is, the powers that be, the folks that are invested in this in academia, don't want to listen to me. They don't want to pay attention. So the group of us, microscope dentistry dentists, and for Academy of Biomimetic Dentists, we know about it. We do it for our patients, and I even take it clear to Kenya. The kids in Kenya get better sealants than 99% of the kids in the U.S. get sealants, because Uncle Randy's doing them. So there you have it. Everything you need to know about sealants. Sealants are wonderful if you do them my way. I know that sounds terrible, but it's just true. And they're terrible if you do them the old-fashioned way that they taught us in dental school. And that's why these big meta-analysis reports still show sealants have very strong limitations, not because there's anything wrong with sealants. It's because that the dentists don't know how to do them right. But you do now. So congratulations. Up next, back to Kenya, more stories to help you understand how important you are, right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. The leading dental consumer agencies like the ADA and many more look to Dr. Shoup to educate their consumer and doctor members. You can meet with him face-to-face right here in Central Indiana for a no-obligation consultation. See more now at ddsradio.com. You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
It's gonna be okay. Well,
it sure is going to be okay, and it's all because of you. You know, we're going to go back to Kenya now. I'm going to tell you how you have made such a massive impact on so many children and so many people's lives over there. This is one of the extra ways that you have made it possible because you went to the website, you donated, you gave us funds that allowed us to go. And on this particular trip, I've told you that we took along with us Eric Koppen, and Eric Koppen is a documentary filmmaker, and he spent the entire 2 weeks with us documenting everything that we do, documenting the children, documenting how we got there, the sealant program, the backpack program, Sharon, my hygienist cleaning teeth. We documented all of what we were doing with the girls and the feminine hygiene products program, and I told you that this video that he makes, he's going to make us two videos, one for about 5 to 7 minutes, and then a second one that's more of a 20 to 25 minute feature. We are going to premiere that feature in probably mid-October. I want you to stay tuned into the program because I'm going to be making an announcement late September, early October about how you can let us know that you want to attend, and you will be invited to the premiere of this documentary film. And we've already been approached by the Heartland Film Festival, and it is a possibility that they might even feature this video at the Heartland Film Festival in one of their categories of NGO, non-governmental organization, charity work sections that they do. So that's all in the works. Nothing solid about that at all at this stage of the game, but it keeps building and things keep magnifying and people keep listening to what we do and hearing what we want to do and want to come on board just like you did. So I want you to know that all of these things are manifesting because of you and because of the wonderful charity that you gave and extended to us. Now, in Dental School 101, you heard me quote a study out of Finland that looked at a meta-analysis of sealants. And sealants are really the main reason we go on these mission trips. I know that if I take the equipment and the technology that I have over there, I can make massive differences in the lives of these children. And the meta-analysis, all the studies all over the world for about the last 15 years, they studied in excess, and they quoted this in the study, 8,000 children. They had about 8,000 children in this study. I have, in the time I've been in Kenya, I have put sealants on in excess of 3,000 teeth just by myself, just me, over the years. And on our last trip, we absolutely hit it out of the park because in the 10 days that I was in the clinic, the 10 days that we had the 130 children come to the clinic and we did sealants, and then we had kids outside the program that came and got sealants, I did in 10 days in the neighborhood of 1,500 sealants. That's 1,500 teeth that I used the air abrasion unit, which I took several years ago, and I did the same scrubbing bubbles process. I did the same flowing resin down in the grooves process. I did the same, just like I do it right here in the U.S. of A. I did that there. And those 1,500 teeth have a 90% chance that that tooth will never get a cavity ever, ever, ever. And that's really remarkable because these kids, by the time they get into high school, they've already lost easily a half a dozen adult permanent teeth. And as the decay keeps progressing on them, they keep losing more and more teeth. It is common for us to have adults with only half or less the number of teeth they should have, all because of decay. So you have made it possible for me to go there. And on these school children, we had kids that were 6, 7, 8, up to about 12 or 13 years old on these school children, you have made it possible to literally change their entire dental life. You have made it possible for them to avoid hundreds of cavities that would eat themselves down into where the nerve of the tooth was. You have made it possible for hundreds of children to sleep well at night and not be awake by a throbbing toothache. You have made it possible that these children get to wake up in the morning and have the ability to eat their breakfast and drink their water because they're not having a throbbing abscess under one or two or three or four teeth. This is the kind of massive difference that you have made in the lives of these children. And I don't want you to miss out on the significance of it, the importance of it, the magnitude of it, because it is absolutely remarkable. We're already gearing up and making plans to go back again next year, and we're gearing up and making plans to train other dentists on this technique that I use here in Microscope Dentistry by Shoup and over in the Maasai Mara on the children over there, the Maasai tribe's children, because it simply works. It simply works. It was cool because I've been doing this long enough now that we see kids circulate back through the clinic on occasion. And in the school program, we had four occasions where they sent us children, and our record keeping early on wasn't that good. We kept logs in the clinic notes, but the clinic did it. And unfortunately, they missed a lot of things. We have started making our own Excel spreadsheets of all the children, and our database is absolutely spot on and perfect. But we found four children that came from the school, sent to us by the school to be part of the program. And I got them in my chair and I looked at their teeth and went, "These teeth are absolutely pristine. They're perfect. There isn't anything wrong with their teeth." And as I looked closer through my magnification, I realized, holy cow, these kids have had sealants already. Somebody has put absolutely brilliant, beautiful sealants. I was absolutely elated that somebody else was putting sealants. And the dental assistant looked at me and she said, "But doctor, you did those 3 years ago." And I absolutely had forgotten about it. I didn't know. I didn't recognize this kiddo. I saw this kiddo one time 3 years ago and did not realize it. And that happened four times in this last trip. These kids would sit in the chair, open their mouths, and their teeth were perfect. And every time the dental assistant said, "Don't you remember? I helped you because I remember this kids because nobody put sealants on like you do." And all of the dental assistants there, all of the staff there at the clinic, they bring their kids in when I'm there. If they have kiddos that have grown and they have new adult teeth or they've grown more adult teeth in, they want me to put the sealants on them because I'm the only one that does it this way. So thanks to you, you and I are making a massive, massive difference. We're making a huge improvement in the lives of these children, and they don't have any really good understanding of how important it is, but that's not the best part. You and I do. So up next, you get to meet my good friend Norma. If you think you're nervous about going to the dentist, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'll tell you all about her right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. It's a fact. Patients travel to see Dr. Shoup from all over Indiana. They also fly into Indianapolis from all over the country to make sure they're treated by only him and his team. Microscope Dentistry by Shoup is the now and the future. You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Read industry articles, see videos, and hear a ton of shows at ddsradio.com right now. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
We're living in our own little Hollywood. Well, it's great to have you all here. Thank you very, very much. And you all know, if you've ever listened to the show before, this is my favorite part of the whole darn deal, because you get to meet a really good friend of mine. And I've got somebody, I told you, I said, you may think you are apprehensive. You may think you're nervous about going to the dentist. Norma has, they don't have anything on you. How are you, Norma?
Hi, Dr. Shoup. I'm doing fine. Very well.
Well, I'm glad. I told everybody that when you first came to me, you made it quite clear you were not the most relaxed dental patient ever, didn't you?
I sure did. I let you know right up front. I let the girls know. And by the time I got back to see you, you probably wondered, what am I going to do with this girl?
Well, yeah, it's okay. I have that a lot. So it's perfectly fine. But the thing about it is, and here's the thing, I'm really, A, happy that you said, and if somebody is listening that's apprehensive, it's the perfect way to start a conversation with your dentist. Tell them, let them know, and then the dentist should be able to kind of adjust and do some things. So as you and I talked about it, as you and I started to think about making plans, how did it feel to you in anticipating coming in and having some dental work done?
Well, as you say, I was very apprehensive, but my husband and I were riding in the car talking at that very moment about needing a dentist and what were we going to do. Our dentist had left town, and I had seen 3 different dentists in the period of time since he'd left town, so I didn't have any continuity, couldn't build any trust, and when I heard that commercial, I said, we have to try this, Dr. Shoup. And that we did. And I have to tell you that from the moment we walked in the front door until the day the time we left, it was the best experience that I've ever had in my entire life in a dental office.
Well, I thank you very, very much. I really appreciate that. That makes us feel good, especially we can help somebody and make things different. And you mentioned something really important. When your dentist left town, you had 3 other dentists you went to, none of which resonated or was able to get you to the place where you could be happy with them. That's got to be really frustrating. And I'm amazed you gave a 4th guy another chance.
Well, the 3 that I did see were within the same practice, and it just wasn't working out. So when I heard that commercial, there was a confidence about you and an assurance that you would take care of your patient and make sure that their needs were met. And I felt comfortable. I thought, I think I can say to this man, I am very uncomfortable going to the dentist. I fear the dentist. And you did a great job. I just was thrilled to pieces after we met you. You sat down with me and you and your staff, and we talked for quite some time on the first visit. We didn't jump in and work. We talked. And I walked out of there feeling so comfortable.
Well, I am absolutely thrilled. You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I am your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and I'm sitting here all kind of embarrassed and flushed because she's giving me such cool compliments. And I, you know, we never pre-rehearse these conversations, so it's really cool. I thank you very, very much. Now, another thing that is kind of upsetting, and it would be, is that as you and I looked at things, we saw that some of your prior dental work wasn't nearly up to the standard that we needed it to be. And for me to tell people those things, I have to be honest, but I always worry, you really kind of deserve not to have a lot of trust in some folks, because some dentists really let you down in terms of delivering the quality of care that you were expecting from the work.
But I didn't know that until I had you replace and do some of the work on my teeth, and then they fit so well. They're just like a new thing. I have new teeth to chew with, and they just fit together so well. But I did not know that could happen.
Well, it's kind of nice when somebody replaces your teeth and they actually work. That's kind of a novel concept.
Right.
Well, now, let's talk about one thing in particular. You and I used the help of a couple of tablets that let you come into the office and explain to the folks and tell them about your experience when we actually got together to do some work?
I had taken the tablets that you had given me. I had one the night before so that I would sleep nicely, and then one in the morning about an hour prior to seeing you on the way to you. And I might mention that I drive from Batesville, Indiana, and I feel it's very worth that.
Oh, thank
but you. But when I got there, I was still a bit apprehensive and wasn't as relaxed as I should be. And you and the staff, Lisa, assured me that I would not be worked on until you had me where that I was comfortable. And that's true. You just walked away. You gave me some more medicine. And you didn't rush me through the process. You let me take my time until I was ready. And when I said I was ready, we done the work. And I have to say that it was a pain-free experience.
And that's certainly different than what you had ever experienced historically. I mean, you know, yeah, if we let Mother Nature and chemistry do a little bit of work for us, you can actually get very, very comfortable, very relaxed, very calm. We can do absolutely great work. We can do it where you are absolutely, totally comfortable. And when you go home, how much, if anything, did you remember about the appointment? Or once you finally got home, you kind of, I mean, the whole details are very cloudy.
I just remembered that I was comfortable and that I felt no pain. I do remember you asking me a couple of times, is everything okay? Are you comfortable? Do you feel any pain? And I do remember that. And
then that's about it.
That's about it.
It's so cool. I really, really appreciate it. So now we've only done one section. We've done the upper right. So when you run your tongue over those teeth, when you chew them, when you brush them and floss them, how do they feel?
They feel like brand new teeth. Nothing like I've ever experienced.
Isn't it fun?
They fit like a glove.
And the best part about it, to those people that are listening, those are inlays and onlays. They're not crowns. And so the majority of what you have up there is your own natural healthy teeth. I just replaced the bad parts. And so your teeth aren't ground down to little nubs. They're mostly your own natural tooth.
And I appreciate that. I did not know that was possible. And that gives me my teeth for the rest of my life now. I won't lose those.
No.
I'm thrilled.
Well, I'm happy for you. I really thank you very, very much for spending some time and sharing your story with the folks that listen. I mean, you came to me by virtue of catching a commercial on the radio, and hopefully somebody will listen to this who needs something done, who's been really apprehensive, who thought maybe to themselves, oh my goodness, I could never go. Maybe you've given them the strength and the courage that they can now finally go get their teeth fixed. That would be a wonderful thing.
I hope so.
Well, Norma, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I'll let you go, my dear. I've imposed on you long enough, and I'll see you at the office next time.
I will see you soon. You have a good evening, and thank you again, Dr. Steele.
Oh, Norma, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it. I hope you had as much fun listening to that as I had bringing it to you. Thank you very, very much. It is always an honor. It really, truly is. When you choose, you decide to spend an hour with me, I really appreciate it, and I hope it brings you information and brings you power, brings you the ability to make decisions that you didn't have before. And that's what it's all about, empowering you to get the kind of care that you need that makes your life better. And be sure to go to the website at ddsradio.com. We have all of the programs archived there. You can pull up any topic you want. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, because we have a whole lot of new things coming out on Facebook. So until you and I have a chance to chat again, be sure to brush and floss.
Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling